Limits on the self. The next step in evolving your own spiritual presence is to accept all of the reality you were meant to have on earth. In accepting this reality, unconditional acceptance of the feelings is necessary. Feelings are meant to balance the spirit's overview with the will's perception of what is pleasant and possible for any given moment. Finding this balance in the heart creates a reality in which all needs can be met without overriding in any direction. A attuned will has the ability to take you anywhere you want to go and to feed you and keep you warm. Holding the condition or judgment that these things must be worked for is part of the reason the will has not been able to provide these things in another way. Release of these limitations is an important part of being able to enjoy yourself in the physical plane without having to work at something you do not want to do. Remember that if the feeling in the will is to rest for a while, this is also all right. Judgments against allowing yourself to do what you want to do need release, as these held beliefs participate in the creation of your own reality. The release of attitudes and opinions about what it takes to live on earth can open the space for things to change for you. Old conditioning does not let you evaluate a situation for what it is, but old conditioning takes the role of keeping your responses the same. When you no longer want it, you can feel imprisoned by it and not know how to get out. Trying to escape by rearranging your thoughts is only partially successful. When you understand how to release old conditioning, present feelings can let you know if something is right for you or not. Misunderstandings have placed a great burden on limiting beliefs upon the self. Long-standing conditioning layered onto these limitations have been diminishing human possibilities instead of expanding them. Many have continued to accept limitations on the self because these many layers of conditioning have convinced them of their reality or of their necessity. Some have been seeing these limitations as if they are what defines them as a person. Many limitations have been disguised as truisms, such as jack of all trades, master of none, or even I am a mathematician. When this statement excludes other things, even subtly, limiting beliefs need to be lifted off of the self as you feel ready. Whether you presently have the words for them or not, these limitations take the form of judgments held against the self. Many of the judgments or limitations that you may not want to continue living within can be seen in your daily dialogue with yourself and others. What do you do, say, and believe that has been keeping you in the prison of limitations on the self? Expressing yourself freely is the way to call for the reality you want. And yet, desire has long been judged to be a sin. Desire is magnetic energy of the will. Magnetic energy attracts. So it is important that you give acceptance to your desire so that you can know what it is that you are attracting. Desire, including desiring something other than what has been happening to you, needs loving acceptance and understanding, just like anything else that has been judged against and placed in a state of being denied. Love can be present when you open the space for it, and love can manifest in many forms. Loving acceptance for everything is the divine plan for all. So there is no need to continue fearing that my plan calls for anything else. Bondage to others, self-denial, sacrifice, strife, struggle, starvation, and scarcity are not the way of limitless love. These are the manifestations of misunderstandings, closing down the openings through which love can manifest until love can even appear to be punishment. Other than the beliefs, limitations, and judgments you have been holding against yourself, there is nothing to punish you. Is it not logical that love will provide if it is allowed to, since this is love's way? Feelings of being undeserving must be released. Judging yourself to be more or less deserving than others is not being open to what is simply appropriate, which is what you are capable of receiving in any given moment. Feelings of superiority or inferiority are off balance. Unconditional love aspects all as perfect in the moment, and yet love loves everything as it needs to be loved and as it can accept love, which also means that everything can also shift, change, grow, and evolve. The path of bringing the balance of spirit and will into your heart will show you what is right for you, and you will be able to recognize the perfection of it as you move along. Finding your own right place is a reflection of finding your own inner balance. In other words, as you are finding your inner balance, your outer reality will match it. In freeing your own will, you cannot help but have your outer reality respond. It will also reflect whatever you have not found in yourself that needs to be brought within your loving acceptance. The longer it takes, the more conditioning you have to work through. Right use of will works if you know it is the path for you. The will is more than ready to receive the love and light of the spirit. It is the individual spirits who must accept the question of free will and decide if it is right time or not. The feeling that recovery and healing of the will is too difficult is part of the illusion that has kept the physical plane of existence seemingly separate from the other planes of existence or speeds of vibration. This belief has been involved in the immense loss of vibration in the will, and goes along with the belief that gifts are the reward of much dedication and hard work. The release of these judgments is necessary. Many spiritual teachers have said this because they have believed in separations that are not real, or because they are confused and have taken the path of struggle and punishment. Attuning your spirit and your will can be accomplished if you have the intention to do it. Spiritual teaching should not be directing you to lift above and drop off the physical and emotional bodies in order to return to God, the light, the source, or whatever it is being called. These are old misunderstandings that have placed many limitations on the self. The reality is that this approach will not work. What is yours is yours, and you cannot solve anything by dropping it off. The way is to evolve, and to evolve, you must begin to accept all of yourself in whatever state it is in. In the path of each person, there is what is called original cause. Right use of will is beginning with what you are able to accept at first, so that a foundation can be built for understanding how these spiritual misunderstandings originated. For now, all that can really be said is that it is not possible to return to essence by dropping off parts of the self. There is an undercurrent here, which are judgments against creation. Manifested creation is not to be denied or to get rid of as a mistake. The essence of creation needs to be allowed to vibrate and evolve so that form can come into alignment with loving essence. Manifestation is the way in which essence experiences itself so that it can evolve. Beginning with yourself by releasing your limitations so that you can expand into your full self, you can gradually expand your loving acceptance to include all of creation.